And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu.
With me, welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys. Hey, we're talking a little bit about steak techniques. And we got about halfway through, so we were talking about grade, that select choice and prime. About 5% of the meat that comes into the market is prime. In most stores, they all can get it, but it's just more marbled. It's
yeah,
more tender.
What'd you say, 5%?
Yeah.
Well, that's nationally what they end up with.
Right.
And as we've learned over the years, how they breed up those herds, and
right.
you know they
what
call
they
them out.
Them
yeah,
and,
how yeah. they call them out and grade them and all this stuff. But that's not to say you can't get some good meat that's select. And I want to talk about that for just
okay,
a minute.
Okay, go ahead.
Select
would be the lowest end.
Yep, it's the leaner stuff.
Right.
And I accidentally got some for a party long ago, and I didn't realize it at the time, and they were pretty doggone tough.
Right.
And
they were tough because they weren't marbled with fat.
They were not.
Yeah.
And
it's all lean.
Who knows what the animal was, but that inspector said, yeah, you're just select.
Big old dairy cow.
But you can sometimes yeah. find decent select. And you can also buy a select steak and do the same thing I tell you to do with a pork chop, and that's take your Jacquard and pound the snot out of it, and then oil it, flip it over, pound the snot out of it, oil it, and then put a little marinade in it, and by all means, don't overcook it.
Right.
That's if you see something that lean, go ahead and grill it to medium rare,
yep.
max, and you're going to find it's might be still a real flavorful piece, but sometimes it's a budget thing. And, you know, a lot of people listening are crying about grocery costs now all over the world,
right.
worse in Canada.
So talking about budget, we talked about ribeyes, we talked about porterhouse, we can talk about T-bones. But for me, Tim Sobey taught me this, is that the best value for meat, if you're looking to be a little more budget conscious, is a sirloin.
Oh,
it's very flavorful. And it's not the most tender cut of meat that you're going to find, so you got to cook it a little different, which is what reminded me of it. But at the end of the day, a sirloin steak, I use it for kebabs. I use it for beef stroganoff. I obviously gravitate towards the more marbled ones if I'm just going to put a steak on your plate.
There's nothing wrong with sirloin.
Right,
it makes
not a thing.
And you know, you can look at when you pull it out of the wrapper or whatever, you can look at it and see how lean the piece is. But again, if you don't have a Jacquard,
right.
I'm telling you, go to thegrillingguys.com. You'll see suppliers on there. I don't know if we have a Jacquard on there even, but you can buy them online.
Right.
And it's like a bed of nails or a price gun for an old grocery store. You stamp, 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 stamp.
Right. Spring-loaded
and these needles
thing, yep.
come down and they tear the meat. And so
it tenderizes it.
It's
what it
wonderful.
Does. Right.
When we used to do brisket classes, we always taught the people how to trim and then how to rub and season and then take the Jacquard out. And boy, does that make a difference.
Do you Jacquard the meat after you season it or before?
I usually oil. I'm real light on seasoning for steak in particular.
Right.
I'm just going to use salt and pepper, but I'll oil it.
Garlic,
I'll put
maybe.
A little sea salt on it.
Yep.
No, I don't even do that. I might have garlic salt, but typically not. It's going to be pink sea salt and coarse ground black pepper, and then Jacquard it. And only if I have to, because it is a bit of work. I mean, it's. I've got an old Jacquard. You have to take apart. So I
to
want
clean.
I want the new one because
yeah.
it cleans so easily. Christmas hint out there if you're listening.
All right. Job's anybody? Making a note of that for Barbecue Bob for Christmas right now.
But you can do that to any piece of meat, but pork chop in particular will stick on steaks. But if you see that you have a real lean piece, you'll notice in a pork chop, it's the loin, the standard loin off a pig. It's very lean. You know, you look at that cut. And I mean, growing up, everybody's mom ruined that piece of meat
yeah,
because
pucks.
They were afraid of trichinosis.
Yeah.
And they'd overcook it, and it was tough and dry. But you can take that Jacquard on a cheesy steak. So what's my favorite steak? One of my favorites is flat iron, if the guy knows how to trim it, or the gal
right.
knows how to trim it. Another, I would have to say, I love flank steak.
I use flank steak in Mexican food a lot. I mean, it lends itself to fajitas, and it lends itself to
Well, that's because that's what they use,
tacos.
Skirt steak and flank steak.
Yeah.
I think skirt steak is the typical one, but flank steak a lot of people will use for jerky.
Yeah.
And that's cool, whatever your thing is.
Longer tendons.
But one of my favorite steaks is to take a tri-tip and cut it into chops. Looking at chops, I said, not jobs.
Another very lean piece of meat.
It is. Tri-tip. Well, amazingly, that's got like this micro marble in it. It's really cool. And that's why people smoke it. And it, you know, like in California, out there, everybody does tri-tip. Those events I did out there, I was telling you about, everybody had 3 Weber kettles, and all they did was tri-tip, practically.
Right.
But you can take that thing, and it looks like a triangle, like a spaceship, and look at the grain, and then cut those steaks about 1.5 inches, oil the surface again, a little sea salt, and throw it on a medium to medium-low grill and let it go, and then bring it up to about $135. And I'm telling you, that is one of the tastiest pieces of meat you'll ever have. And women like it because there's no grizzle in it.
Right.
My wife does not want to see a bunch of grizzle or a whole bunch of fat on her steak.
I have one from Sobey at home in the freezer. I bought 2 of them the last time I was there, and we ate one, and I've got another one. And I smoke them is what I've done, but I might do that.
That's the preferred method by most people that make them.
Yeah.
Or offset, indirect grill it.
Right.
I do that too. And the fun part, and you and I always joke about this anytime we've done tri-tip together, is, you know, that tip gets done early.
Yeah. That goes to the cook.
That never
sees the table.
No.
Yeah.
Nobody even knows there's one on there.
Right. Exactly.
But that is another good reason to buy a tri-tip.
Right. Yeah, there's lots of good reasons. You know, you got 2 hands. You keep the cold beer in one, and then maybe a knife and a fork are in the other. And you got to try it before you serve it.
Reminds me, it's time to get down to Sobey's and try the new spring beer. Sobey's. Schmoe's.
Yeah.
And try the new spring beers. I was talking with Jim the other day, and who's the founder, and he was going to try and make it on, but he's usually brewing on Saturday morning, so it's just
busy time for
him. I think he's radio shy, but listen to his commercial on the breaks, and you'll hear Jim, who is the founder of Schmoe's. He's an engineer by education.
He's a beer engineer.
He's a Michigan Tech guy and lives in the Detroit market, but comes over here every weekend to brew beer for his brewery.
Right.
And does a great job.
So one last question about the steaks before we move on the next topic is the size of the piece of meat. How do you judge what I know what I like. I eat about a 1-pound steak. And I might finish it all, depending on how big, but my steaks always have a bone in them, so part of that 1 pound is the weight of the bone. And I have a Labrador and a Labradoodle, and we buy 2 steaks with 2 bones, so we've got 2 dogs. And
That's why they're both still alive.
That's right.
You give one dog the bone.
Right, yeah. But so that's us. But do you got any tips for that on what to plan
how
for?
How to throw the bone?
No, what to plan for on how much steak to get when you're shopping.
You got
to
know your audience.
Right.
You have to know your guests.
Yep.
And typically, if you're grilling for somebody in your backyard, you do know them. They're your favorite people.
Yeah.
That's why you invited him over to make your favorite meal,
right?
Which is steak.
Yep, I know. My wife says that. You know, she said it didn't take me long to figure out what your favorite meal was because you made it about once a week when we first met, and trying to cut back a little bit on that.
You know, I love brisket. I love all these things.
Yep.
You ask me what my favorite thing is.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a ribeye.
Yep, right on
or
the grill.
Or maybe, I'm telling you, you got to try a flat iron. If you've not done a flat iron, there's a very chuck flavored piece of beef that is just beautiful, and make sure they trim. Well, you can do it either way, depending on where you get it. Some people don't trim the collagen off it. That makes it kind of puff up like a puffer fish, so it looks kind of cool when you present it.
Yeah, if you like puffer fish looking steaks, that's the one for you. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about how to grill it, why to grill it, maybe even sous vide it, if you know what that means. We'll cover that as well, but sit down, don't get a reverse sear, and we'll be right back.